time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Let's Chat is a program that provides students with easy access to informal, free, confidential consultations with counselors from MIT Medical's Mental Health and Counseling Service. My guest today is Dr. Evan Waldhatter. He is a staff psychologist at MIT Medical's Mental Health and Counseling. Welcome to the show, Dr. Waldhatter. Tell us a little bit about Let's Chat. What's involved for students? How do they get involved in it?
So Let's Chat is a program that we offer through the Mental Health and Counseling Service here that offers students a way to sort of access counselors in a sort of easier, lower barrier way than by having to come into the medical center. So we're located on campus, in Building 8 on campus, and we operate essentially drop-in hours so that any MIT student can come in and meet with a counselor during the hours of 1 to 3, Tuesdays through Fridays, for a brief consultation. So each Let's Chat visit is about 20 minutes in length, and we talk with students about any number of issues. So if people want a brief consultation around a very sort of focused problem, like test anxiety or difficulty with a roommate or a relationship issue, that's something that we can talk with the student about. If they have questions about the mental health service or other medical services or other support services on campus and are not sure where to turn for help, we can point people in the right direction. If they have concerns about a friend or somebody that they're worried about from a mental health standpoint, we could sort of provide consultation on that. So we're there to provide sort of this brief consultation and then help people figure out where they need to go next. What we don't do is provide ongoing counseling. So if somebody wants a more comprehensive evaluation or is having a mental health crisis or emergency, that's something that we would refer people to the mental health service for.
So is that how a visit to Let's Chat differs from the Mental Health and Counseling Service, is that it's not a long-term, it's a sort of short-term directional thing where you're helping them figure stuff out and then guiding them to the right area if it needs more?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So it's sort of, we think of it as kind of brief support, brief triage in a way, and sort of helping people either get the support they need in that meeting, or if not, figure out what the appropriate next steps would be.
So who should visit Let's Chat?
So it's open to any MIT student, undergraduate or graduate, and really anybody, again, who's sort of looking maybe for help around a specific issue, if maybe they're not sure about counseling and sort of want to know what it feels like to talk with a counselor, or have specific questions about counseling. That's another student that we would welcome. Anybody that's looking for some support or some guidance around specific questions, we could help get people to the right place.
So if somebody feels that they're in crisis or they're really bothered by something, Dr. Waldhatter, should they go to Let's Chat, or is that not when you recommend they go there?
So Let's Chat is not a crisis service. So if people are really in crisis, if they're having some kind of mental health emergency, if they're feeling suicidal, if they're experiencing really debilitating depression or anxiety where they're having trouble functioning, for example, any of those types of issues, we really encourage people to go to the Mental Health and Counseling Service directly. They could come over during the day for an urgent evaluation. They can call for a scheduled appointment. But we always have a counselor available at the Mental Health and Counseling Service to address any number of concerns. So for a crisis, we really encourage people to go that route instead of Let's Chat.
So if they're already seeing a counselor at Mental Health and Counseling, but they want to talk to someone before their next appointment, again, you say it's not a crisis situation, but can they go to Let's Chat to talk?
Well, we're not going to turn a student away, but we really encourage people who are already connected to a counselor to reach out to their counselor to see if perhaps they might be able to schedule a sooner appointment. Or, again, if it does feel urgent and it can't wait, then probably the best route would be to go and meet with somebody at Mental Health and Counseling in the medical building, where we can provide more sort of thorough evaluations and crisis management if needed.
So is the Let's Chat visit documented?
It is. So we typically write up a brief summary or brief note in the patient's medical chart, their mental health chart, which is, you know, protected by all the same rules and regulations around privacy and confidentiality as any other medical records are. So generally, the content of those visits, the content of what's in somebody's chart is private and confidential. The major exception to that really pertains to safety. So if we have concerns that somebody is at imminent risk of harm to themselves or to someone else, then we would not be able to guarantee confidentiality, and we might need to break confidentiality to make sure that the person themselves is going to be safe or somebody else's safety is being attended to.
That was going to be my next question, Dr. Wildhetter, so that was a great answer. Now, what might cause someone to have concerns about going to mental health and counseling services? Do you ever run into resistance, or why might they be resistant to do that and maybe more willing to come to Let's Chat?
Well, we do often encounter resistance or anxiety about coming in to mental health. I think, you know, people have any number of concerns. I think one of the most common is just stigma about mental health in general, about reaching out for help. I think it's often particularly difficult for high-achieving students to sort of acknowledge or that they need some help or ask for that help. So I think that's often one of the barriers. I think people worry a lot about the potential consequences or implications of reaching out for mental health care. I know students worry about, you know, who else is going to hear about this. Is this going to get back to my parents or my teachers? Is this going to get back to future employers down the road? They worry about being asked to leave school, being hospitalized. So there's a lot of anxiety and I think misperception about what really happens in mental health and the relative frequency of some of these feared consequences. So what we were trying to do with Let's Chat is really create a way to access counseling support, but in a more neutral, maybe less intimidating environment than having to come over to the medical building, to the mental health service. A way to sort of, you know, for people to sort of dip their toe in the waters of mental health and kind of, you know, just get a sense of what it's like to come in, to talk to somebody about something that's on their mind, to hopefully get some help around that, and to maybe destigmatize the action of asking for help and to make people a little bit more comfortable reaching out for help in the future.
Can they get meds refilled at Let's Chat if they don't want to go in and have an appointment, or can they ask for a prescription to be rewritten at Let's Chat?
No, so we don't prescribe or refill medications in Let's Chat. It's staffed by non-prescribers, so for any medication-related issue, they would have to come over to the mental health service.
And what a wonderful service you're offering, Dr. Wildhetter. In the last few minutes, wrap it up for us. Tell students at MIT Medical why you want them to come in and explore Let's Chat.
Well, I think, again, one of the messages that we're really trying to convey and promote on campus is that it's okay to ask for help. And hopefully this is a way that many students who might ordinarily be reluctant to ask for help, maybe it's a way to help them feel more comfortable getting that support. And I would just say for any student, you know, struggling with any sort of experience here at college, you know, Let's Chat is a way just to get some support around that. And if you need some additional type of help but aren't sure which office on campus to turn to, we're also here as sort of a referral resource, and we could help point people in the right direction. So we're really here to sort of help provide whatever supports people need to be the best student they can be.
Thank you so much for being with us. I applaud all the great work you're doing for students and their families at MIT Medical. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical, and for more information on Let's Chat, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.